Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Casey Kindler of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Talking social media with Casey here in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. Whether it's your smoky beef brisket, your crunchy beef Wellington, your steamy beef stew, or your countless sizzling steaks, you're always the main course. Because dinner without you is just an appetizer. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers. Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked, grilled, sauteed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed, your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Get cooking at Beef. It's what's for dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Casey Kindler is communications manager with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. And she talked recently with her own Casey Shepherd about the need for cattle producers, those in the beef cattle business, to tell their story via social media. And she says it's worth your time to learn to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're not alone. A lot of people don't like social media, but unfortunately, it's here to stay. Mm-hmm. So if you want your business to be here to stay as well, then you need to get on social media because that's where the consumers are. So get on there. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner, have no clue how to do Facebook or Twitter, mm-hmm. Instagram. You know, you can start. And so the Alliance has a lot of resources for those beginners to get started on social media.
So let's talk about how you get started. So let's say, what's step one?
Step one, just pick one platform. You don't need to be an expert at it. You don't need to, you know, be an expert on all the different platforms. Really start slow. You know, the really key is consistency. So you don't want to overwhelm yourself. Just pick one platform. If you're not sure which one to pick, I would recommend Facebook. That's where most of the consumers are today. Get on there and really be yourself. You know, don't try to make this whole, you know, persona. Just be yourself. People want real people. They want to hear from real farmers. So just get on there, share what you do. And a lot of times, it's not really about the content you share. It's about what values come across with that content. So just be yourself. Share what you're doing. You know, take a step back and make sure that, you know, does this look bad? Is this going to raise some questions? Do I need to explain the picture further before you post it? So there's those types of things where you can reach out to the Animal Ag Alliance for help.
How important is it for producers to do this, as far as, like, this is sometimes the way people find you. This is the way they find your products. This is the way they find out about your family. And I think sometimes they miss that.
Right. So it's honestly not only a good opportunity to kind of dispel some of those myths out there that I think farmers and ranchers definitely get heated up about, to get on social media and do that, but it's also a great way to grow your business. You know, if you want to market to the local population in your community, it's a great way for you to put yourselves on the map, put yourselves in front of those people. A lot of people, they are very interested in food. Maybe they're a foodie. Maybe, you know, they follow a lot of food things on social media. But when you ask them, you know, do you follow a farmer? They kind of look at you and be like, oh, there's farmers on social media. And so just getting out there, put yourself in front of people, and you don't always have to be talking about farming. Just talk about your everyday life. You know, if you're really into fitness, or you have a book club, you know, you're really big into church, whatever it might be, find other ways to relate to those people and, you know, weave in the farming message throughout those messages.
You also don't have to start a war.
You do not. So I think a lot of times, you know, animal agriculture and farmers and ranchers and just anyone in our industry can be our worst kind of the people. We kind of, you know, shoot ourselves in the foot sometimes. You know, if you see something negative on social media and you want to react and you want to tell people either, you know, don't believe this or go here for more information, you don't always have to bring up the negative to talk about the positive. So if, you know, there is a recent undercover video that comes out or something and you want to talk about animal welfare and how you care for your cows or your chickens or pigs on your farm, you don't have to bring up that video because honestly, you're just giving that more airtime and you're giving that more credibility.
What do you say to farmers that say, that's the reason I don't do social media? I don't need anybody critiquing my farm or how the way I do business.
again, it's if you want to stay in business, you're going to have to handle those haters to reach that movable middle, we call them, of those people who genuinely, they want to keep eating beef, pork, eggs, milk, but they have questions because they're hearing from the other side. And if they're hearing from the other side, they need to hear from you too, or they're going to believe the other side.
Because this is an awesome opportunity to tell everybody how you do business and why it's better.
Exactly. They're out there. They want your information. You need to put yourselves in front of them, and social media is a great way to do that.
So you can start with Facebook. How important is like websites and Instagram and Twitter, all of those markets?
I'd say, you know, having a website is great, but it's not necessary. So having that social media presence, I would say, is more important than having a website. Not everyone, you know, goes to a website anymore. They go to their Facebook and they just scroll through it. So sharing photos, videos, you know, stories on your social media pages is how people are going to find you.
Casey Kindler with the Animal Agriculture Alliance, their website, animalagalliance.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the first big sale of 2020 for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Bell Ringer 33, broadcast live from Denver, January 8th and 9th. It'll be on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickBid.com at 8 a.m. Central Time, both mornings. 86,800 head to be offered, 30,000 yearling steers, 18,200 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.